You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to help you plan that unbelievable travel experience. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Subscribe to the SB Nation NFL show to make sure you don't miss conversations like this one.
Brandon, the game you are most excited for, the cherry on top of Super Wild Card Weekend.
So much.
Philadelphia Eagles are visiting the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I'm on record, and I told you this on the mixtape this week. I hate this Monday game. It is so unfair to the teams playing. Whoever wins, obviously, is at a rest disadvantage. If the Eagles win, they're on the road and then going into a rest disadvantage. Like, that is so stupid. But the NFL wants their money, and they're going to get it, blah, blah, blah. Three-point favorites the Eagles are on the road. And as I set you up, Brandon, have you seen that A.J. Brown has apparently deleted all football / Eagles related posts from his Instagram?
Yeah, I think he just went dark on Twitter too. So he seems to be doing the LeBron Zero Dark 30 or something. I don't know. In any case,
that's a great Eagles movie, by the way.
What is the opposite of immaculate? Because that is whatever that is what the Eagles vibes are. The worst imaginable vibes. They're 1-5 in their last six. Meanwhile, the Bucks are 5-1 in their last six. Jalen Hurts isn't even like throwing this week, apparently, so far yet, as we're recording this on Friday. I'm guessing he's going to play, but I don't even know. AJ Brown has been practicing. It seems like he's going to be able to play in this game, maybe, but man, I'm picking the Eagles, to be clear, as an emotional hedge. I'm emotional hedge betting the Eagles because I don't want them to win this game, because I think if they win this game in a blowout, okay, great. Maybe they turn a quarter. Actually, I will believe it when I see it. I don't think that's likely. Even then, it's still be hard to fully trust them. But if they win this game, all that awaits them is a blowout loss in the next round. It's just a waste of time. Watching this team is not fun. I don't want to watch more of this team. I'm so pissed that I have to watch this game at 8 o'clock on a Monday night when it should have been just the game in the arguably worst spot in the Saturday 4 slot there. So I'm not looking forward to that. But I will say, for as much as I don't believe in the Eagles right now, and I'm not picking them because I believe in them at all, to be clear. But, I mean, the Bucs struggled to beat the Panthers. Like, I watched that game, and they only won 9-0, and it really should have been. Like, the Panthers were not that far away from winning. They had that touchdown right on the goal line that got knocked out. Like, very fortunate timing. And also, they had a touchdown run called back on a penalty. It wasn't a hold. It was just an illegal formation. It had literally nothing to do with the run at all. So, point being, like, the Panthers were a lot closer to winning that game than even a 9-0 score looked like. And Baker is also hurt, by the way. He did not practice on Wednesday or Thursday. Looks like he is practicing on Friday. I saw him miss a lot of throws that were there to be made. So I think this is honestly this will be like an ugly game between two hurt quarterbacks. And I think it's possible that the Eagles could be the less worse team. I do think that realm of possibility exists. But at the end of the day, if you want my actual pick, what I think will happen, I think the Bucks will win, but I'm picking the Eagles to win because I don't want to see it happen.
I'm totally with you guys. Monday wild card is garbage. I think it's totally unfair. I don't think that should be something that teams have to prepare for or ever have to play through. I think it's really stupid. But man, I'm with BLG. Like, the Bucks, and I've watched like a fair amount of Bucks this season for some reason, just because they were like way more exciting than I think they had any right to be. But yeah, they put up 9 points against the Panthers, and they only put up 13 points against the Saints the week before. And that was kind of like an initial elimination game. Like, if they would have just taken out the Saints that week, would have been locked up. Maybe they could have rested Baker Mayfield against the Panthers and he wouldn't be so banged up right now. And they totally fell flat and put up 13 points and did absolutely nothing on offense. So, like, it's especially with Baker being banged up, like, he's had his moments this year. I know Mike Evans, Rashad White, like, they've had great seasons, and that offensive line has played a lot better than I think anybody anticipated. And so, like, the Bucs have some things going in their favor, But with Baker banged up, it's just really hard for me to believe that they can put it all together, especially after their two most recent performances where they could not get anything going offensively. And to put up 9 points against the Panthers, and maybe it was just like, you know, we can beat the Panthers without our A game. We're banged up. We're not going to try that hard. Still, 9 points against that team, against the team that had the worst record in the NFL that has been run on by everybody. Like, they didn't even find success on the ground. So it's just hard for me to pick the Bucs, even with the Eagles being so banged up. Yeah, the vibes are so bad for the Eagles right now, but I'm kind of hoping that they're still so talented, if they're healthy, if they have all their guys on the field, that this is one of those games where it'll be ugly, but at the end of the day, one of their stars will make a play and put them over the top. So I'm still going to go with the Eagles because I don't have faith in the way the Bucs have played over the last few weeks.
So as I begin to speak, I'm leaning towards picking the Eagles, but I have a question that will help me decide that. What is the, like, if we take the final six games of the Eagles, like, what is, if you have to pull one moment and say, like, if they can turn that, you know, into something, they win. Is it the 3rd-and-20 conversion against the Giants in the first game? Is that, that's the, like, again, I'm certainly not trying to, but I don't mind if I'm, you know, smiting the Eagles in this process, but like, what's the like one moment where you're like, oh, that's it. Like, they were back, like that quarter, you know, that half, like what is the portion that we can point to in these final 6 weeks?
It would be like the first half of that Giants game on Christmas. But the thing was, it was Tommy DeVito playing. Like, the defense looked its best it's been in a very long time against a quarterback who clearly, like, just isn't an NFL quarterback.
You can hear the rest of this conversation by subscribing to the SB Nation NFL show wherever you get your podcasts.